'Twas two Fridays till Christmas, and all through the state, lots of events were happening to get you in the holiday spirit. All right, I don't have a cute rhyme there, but I do have Amy Diaz. She's the editor of The Hippo. She's here to let us in on a couple of interesting events going on at the Granite State, Amy. One of a more traditional nature, and one that's got a little twist, I guess.
Yes. Good morning. Two kind of classic things that go with Christmas. A Child's Christmas in Wales. This is based on the Dylan Thomas poem. And then It's a Wonderful Life, the classic film we all love.
Sure. Yeah.
But it's being performed this weekend with puppets. They're doing this. The Pontine Theater is producing this event that includes sort of a two-act production. There are some carols throughout. The intermission includes eggnog and cookies. It just doesn't get more classic than this.
That sounds traditional. That sounds kind of like a classic Christmas happening.
Yes. And so the way they're performing this, though, is with puppets. And these puppets are on a tabletop stage. And these are sort of a Japanese style of puppetry. You've got these 2-foot-tall puppets, the performers. There are two people doing both productions. And they are standing kind of behind the puppets and manipulating their head through a little mechanism in kind of the chest cavity. And they're able to really bring these puppets to life. For It's a Wonderful Life, it's actually based on a radio play that was from about the same time the movie came out. It's about 40 minutes long, kind of a condensed version of the movie. And it starts as George Bailey is about to jump off the bridge and Clarence Oddbody, the angel, shows up. And so the production is Clarence and George sort of on the tabletop with the puppets talking about the things that happened in his life. And then those flashbacks are performed by the two actors in masks.
Is it really a family-friendly production?
Well, she was saying, you know, this is probably not for little kids. I mean, this really does get to kind of childhood memories and feelings of childhood nostalgia about Christmas. So it's great for adults. And she suggested for older kids, you know, maybe 8 or 10 and up, it is about a 2-hour production altogether.
A more traditional and annual event going on at the Canterbury Shaker Village.
Yes, this is Christmas at Canterbury. It happens Saturday from 3 to 8 p.m. And this is sort of the end of their season for the winter. They'll open back up in the spring. And they're really doing a variety of events throughout the Canterbury Shaker Village, which is all dressed up. So you can walk around and look at the village, you know, with all of its holiday decorations. There are also craft demonstrations, musical performances, a theatrical performance. You'll see some people dressed up in period costume as well.
Have you got a feel for a traditional Christmas as it would have been celebrated, you know, back in the day when it was a working village?
You know, I asked them about that. And so the Shakers had sort of a 200-year history. The way they celebrated Christmas obviously changed throughout the years. But one of the things that was really key is sort of, you know, this idea of a simpler Christmas. And then part of this event is that you get to make a lot of crafts. There are two different chances to make ornaments. They do a vintage Christmas card gift-making activity. So, you know, chances to make things as well. And then also one of the activities is, and I think this is good for all ages, decorating a gingerbread cookie. And it's part of their gingerbread spectacular. So you get to decorate a cookie and eat it and then walk around and look at some gingerbread houses that have been decorated.
That's what I was going to ask you. Do you get a chance to eat the cookie? Because that's the first thing my kids would ask.
Yeah, well, that was a very important detail to me as well. You get a chance to eat that cookie. You can walk around and look at some of the houses that competed in this gingerbread spectacular, you know, and all different kinds of designs. The one that won was called Santa's Workshop. So that one includes some elves and you know, different designs. And you can even bid on some of the gingerbread cookie houses as well. So you could take those home and eat them.
We'll have details on these events at our arts and culture page at nhpr.org. Amy Diaz is editor for The Hippo. She joins us many Fridays with events happening around the Granite State. Amy, have a great weekend.
You too.